code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on. Bridge the distance between you and me. There's a list of grievances, 100 miles long. There's a cold of silence, and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. On December the 26th, 2007, I always ask newcomers to look into the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com and look into alanwattsentinel.eu for the transcripts, which you can download written in the various languages of Europe. And here we are, just coming through the midwinter crisis, as we call it. This is a time when you view the past with sorrow and the future with dismay, as Othello would have said, because we seldom ever really try and achieve that which we set out to do. And the older you get, of course, you have sorrow because, or dismay because, you know you're getting too old to actually try and fulfill any ambitions. That's why it's best to really do it at the time. Don't postpone it. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And unfortunately, on the big scale of things, we do know what's going to happen tomorrow because they keep telling us what they're doing to us. And what they're doing to us is creating this big, vast, scientifically controlled society where we're just a bunch of animals that have to be kept in line. And they've trained us, most people, to believe that, in fact, that you're nothing more than a bunch of protoplasm, a freak of nature, an accident, and your betters, the scientific betters, will take care of you because you can't take care of yourself. And that's become the norm now. It's pushed from 1,000 directions. It's a mantra. And we've been living through this all our lives, actually. It's just more out in the open. And the whole 9/11 fiasco was simply to get the ball rolling. You always need something on a war scale to push such a vast united world agenda. We used to wonder, some of my friends years ago, how they would pull this off. It was easy enough to see how they would unify Europe. And with the U.S., they've been having a little detente with Canada and Mexico for years, getting it all prepared. But we wondered how they would really pull it off, and they're using this terrorism nonsense to ram through the unification of the Americas, Fortress America, they call it. And for the Far East, they're doing the same thing there. Every country on the planet, almost, has signed the same anti-terrorism laws into effect. This never happened in world wars, this kind of cooperation. And the reason it ever happened in world wars is it didn't have all the advanced planning and interweaving of bureaucracies that bypass governments to bring it about. Do you realize it takes donkey's years? Donkey's a long time, by the way. But it takes donkey's years for bureaucrats to get anything out of their minds and onto paper. Never mind get it all planned out and legislated. Back with more after these messages.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure, Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to... Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888.
I'm Alan Watt, back cutting through the matrix and just pointing out to people things which they take for granted. Most people don't really think critically in much depth, especially when they've been trained that the media is there to do all their thinking for them, and that has been successful with most people. Bureaucracies and federal governments don't move quickly on things. They're too big and heavy, too many departments and divisions that all cross each other's lines and step on each other's toes. It takes a lot of planning when it comes to an international scale. And the reason that they're so able in this day and age to bring out a global system is because they planned it a long time ago and set up the bureaucracies, which are almost secret societies within the government themselves. These high state departments and departments of the foreign office, as they have in the British Commonwealth countries. They're pretty well secretive, and they work intergenerationally. H.G. Wells talked about this when the League of Nations, which was the embryo for the United Nations, when the League of Nations came into being. And he said, for the first time, now, a bureaucracy in one country can bypass government and go directly to its counterpart in another country or to the League of Nations. And therefore, technically, governments were becoming obsolete. And he was quite right, because that was the intention of setting this up, that the Punch and Judy show that we have, the left and the right circus act that we get every so often, would no longer be necessary, because they train a public, literally train them, that they were being taken care of. And that's where a world run by experts would come into play. And that was the mantra back in the 1930s and 40s and 50s and 60s, a world of experts, until we don't know how to get up out of the bed in the morning and dress ourselves without the expert telling us how to dress and what kind of weather it's going to be. That's how bad it has literally become. The common sense is out the window, and no one has any faith in themselves anymore. We're terrified to think and to work on what we think. That's not by chance either, because individuality is the enemy of this totalitarian system. It was stated long ago that the individual is the one person, an individual with understanding and with the ability to get across to people what's really happening. That was a tremendous danger. The masses are not the danger, because the masses are always asleep. They take the culture that's been infused into them without thinking. And they'll think amongst themselves that they're choosing, but they're not really. They're given a select amount of things to choose from, and religions as well to choose from, including the New Age. There's a whole variety within there for different personality types. But really, your choices are limited, and most people float through life in a almost semi-hypnotic state, parroting little phrases and going through routines, as they're called, which they think is their own personal way of being, their own individuality. And in reality, it's simply a type of suit that you've bought from a one-size-fits-all, and that's the one that you like. You've chosen something that's been offered to you. And that's how most people are. Individuals are the enemy to the system. It's all groupthink. And this was pushed heavily, tremendously heavily, through the very methods that Carol Quigley talked about when he mentioned the new feudal system being run by CEOs and corporations internationally. The big corporations were the first ones to put out this term called team spirit, until it became the mantra again, another mantra that went through all the big executive offices. And team player was the big term they used. Are you a team player? Everybody suddenly had to be a team player. And they sent them off to these encounter courses and a whole bunch of names for the same thing, really, to give them more abilities to get what they wanted, to be more aggressive in their sales, etc., if they work in sales. But the first thing they learned was to give up their ability to work alone, independence. And they'd tell them that two people that were behind you, just close your eyes and fall back, an idea being that these people would catch you. And that was to get you used to the fact that you were only part of a team. You didn't need independence anymore. And they reinforced this with every little trick that they gave to the candidates that they brought in for these training courses. And they came out being team players, and yet all thinking they were individuals, they could get what they wanted, just think and grow rich and all this kind of stuff. Well, I think if you were asked Donald Trump, it takes more than thinking to grow rich. It needs to know, you have to know the right friends, the right people. And you have to use a lot of payola. It's called payola. Payola is a strange sort of money that changes hands surreptitiously under tables and things like that, or through middlemen. That's how you get ahead in this world. And even then, you can't get up there unless the big boys at the top open the door and bring you in. That's how it works. It's just like free trade. There's no such thing as free trade. It's simply an easier trade for the big corporations. The small businesses are out of the picture. They can't get permits to sell their stuff under this guise of free trade. It's a cornering of the market for a select few. That's the reality. And they use doublespeak all the time to get their way. So we're in a big, big system, steamrolling ahead, using Pavlov's tricks and training us all in a scientific fashion from kindergarten. I understand someone was telling me before the weekend that now there's children getting taken into pre-daycare courses pretty well. It's pre-kindergarten at the age of 6 weeks, and this is the new step, which is closer to the step that Huxley and others talked about, and Bertrand Russell even talked about in his early days. They thought they were following Plato's old plan, where in the perfect world state, the plebs, or plebeians, as they called the commoners, would all be reared and never know their mothers and fathers. The child would be removed from the mother at birth. That was to be the perfect system they'd bring in, because they didn't want parents to contaminate the child's head with old-fashioned ideas, like bonding and stuff like that. You know, familial bonding was to be out of the picture, and the world state would be your boss. You'd worship Big Brother. But then they found out with experimentation that they could do the same thing with scientific indoctrination if they would get the child young enough in kindergarten. It wouldn't matter then what the parents said in the evenings or at night to the child. It would just go right through their head and wouldn't attach. And the state would give the morals to the children. Well, that's already happened. Not only has it already happened, in a span of only 20 years, with government-paid daycare in some countries like Canada, when the daycares, people go on strike or go slow or whatever, the women in the streets, working women are in the streets with their banners demanding that the government do something. Well, see, they've already adapted to the fact that somehow the government is her husband. He's taken over the role of the husband and should take care of their children for them. They really believe that. I can remember when they had debates about should government have any involvement whatsoever in the affairs of the people when it came to children. But now it's an expected thing. It's been successful. So it's only a matter of time, of course, before government mandates that they'll choose who can even have children and by what method you'll be inseminated for a short period of time till again into the pure cloning types. That's coming too. And meanwhile, what's happening with all of those in the middle class and the ones who think they have a better education? Well, they've gone through all these self-help courses, and they're into the new age completely, and they refuse to look at the bad news because that's negative. And they've been taught that only look at the positive side of things. Well, some of the things like getting killed off because there's too many of you, it's kind of hard to be positive about, especially if you might be the one that's going to get killed off amongst the many. But somehow they have the ability through ego to believe that they'll miss me. They don't mean me. They mean all those guys, but not me. I'm special. I'm a very special person. I'm superior. And I guess that's what they all think as they float around and rattle their chakras and chant and talk about all their... They have religious ways of speaking in the New Age, no different from any other religion. And they think somehow they created it all, but they didn't create any of it. It was all created for them. Because the New Age is meant to bring them in to a world is a big group again, no individuals, you're all members of a particular group, New Agers, and you'll all become one. And they're teaching them through all these courses. They're all run by the intelligence agencies, by the way, and that's who brought them to the West, and pushed them, and the big foundations finance them. They're teaching them that they're going into this beautiful new kind of nirvana, and only the fit ones will come through. It's straight out of Hinduism, you see. A whole lot was copied from Hinduism. And each one of them who've paid all their courses and stood on their head and chanted their mantras and so on and found out how many past lives they had and how much debt they have owing in karma, each one thinks that they're one of them are going to come through and be saved in this new nirvana, while the rest, you know, the rubbish heap, disappears and gets killed off. That's what they're being taught from every type of New Age source. That's the mantra. Back with more after the following messages.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix and just talking about how everything is guiding the planet and the people on the planet through this something wonderful. That's the term they use. Something wonderful is going to happen. And that was a term that Arthur C. Clarke used in 2001 and 2010. Something wonderful is going to happen. And that's the term that the New Agers are given to. Something, they're not sure what it is, except each one of them, because they've paid for all these courses. And it's amazing the class distinction within them, too, because the ones who pay the more expensive gurus think that they're, it's like buying your way into nirvana. No different from the old church system, where you could pay in advance and get more prayers said for you and all that, and you could work your way up through heaven much quicker. It's the same techniques that are used, because it's all based on fear, and people who go into these religions tend to live in a form of fear. Fear of the unknown. The idea being that you can overcome fear of the unknown by gaining special powers and becoming a god. Becoming a god, you see, you can become God, the God within. And if you're really, really good and get good gurus, you can take shortcuts and become a god all the quicker. And then go on to see your dentist and your doctor and all the rest of it. And if you're a god and you can't cure yourself, well, what's your doctor and your dentist? They must be super gods. But there's no logic involved. It's not meant to be logical. It's meant to appeal to those people who want no rules. So funny, really, because they're the most easygoing people to be controlled by the powers that be, because they won't look at what the leader are doing to them. You're not supposed to look at the bad, nasty things, all those downers. They look at the positive things and do a lot of smiling and use all the New Age terminology, like all religionists tend to do. And they've all had their little experiences, and they talk about their dreams, and generally it's too much caffeine that causes their dreams. And I'm not kidding about that, too. I've had people who've called me before who've had nightmare after nightmare, and I asked them if they drink coffee late in the evening, and they do. And I told them, I said, do you realize they modified the coffee bean over 10 years ago? It was one of the first things they modified. And why not? Because they went for the things that commonly are taken on a daily basis by the majority of people, tea and coffee. Then they went into all the foods that you eat. Now, I can remember reading in the paper, and I think it was in the Toronto Sun, about 10 years ago, in the business pages, which I was just flicking through because I had nothing else to do that day. And it said that the purchasers who have the real power in anything to do with food, the purchasers had got together and demanded that the growers use the modified shrubs, or they wouldn't buy their coffee. And I thought, well, why? I mean, the growers were not complaining about a poor turnover or bad crops or even prices. They weren't complaining. So there had to be another reason for it. And they have. They've modified the coffee. And people really do have tremendous dreams with them. Some of them like them. They have journeys, they call them. But they don't call them dreams. They have journeys. And some have kind of exciting ones. Other ones have nightmares. But it's just amazing how the New Agers fall into all of this stuff. And I always tell people to go into Huxley's speech, which is on my website for download. You can get the audio there in the audio archives, where Huxley talked at Berkeley about 60% of the public in all ages being instantly suggestible, meaning hypnotics, and 20% more can be brought under the same state of influence with a little bit more work on behalf of the controllers, and another 20% are left that it's much, much harder to bring under. And that's how most things work in religion, including the New Age religion. It's suggestion, tremendous suggestion. And the will, the need to believe in it, that's how most things happen. There's a need to believe in something bigger than yourself. With the goal to be a god yourself, it's quite interesting. But these are people who are ignorant, generally, of the sources of their religions. They don't know the powers that went behind the scenes to create such a religion and such a movement in the 1800s in London. That's where it started. And who they even put out there, the actresses and actors they hired and trained to go out there and propagate this religion into being, which took 100 years to really get rolling. And now it's heavily financed by the usual guys, the big foundations. They pay for their magazines and everything. Very interesting history. When you go into Blavatsky and you read the books by Blavatsky's sister and others and investigative reporters at the time who went into the real Blavatsky, and even her sister said she was a born actress. She used to enthral her own age group from a childhood onwards by telling them stories and fascinating them. So she was a really good actress, and that's who they employed to bring it forth, all Blavatsky. And here we are 100-odd years later watching it all around us. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And it all comes in with greening, too, the greening of the planet. At one time when you got green, you were sick to the gills. I'll be back with more after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi folks, I'm back with Cutting Through the Matrix, and we have Gary from Canada on the phone. Are you there, Gary?
Hi, Alan. How are
you? Not so bad. No.
Thanks for shining a light down the rabbit hole here, helping me put the puzzle pieces together.
That's quite an interesting journey, isn't it, going through this this system here that people think just evolved out of nowhere by spontaneously by the people themselves.
Quite the picture.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Wow. Yep. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, I want to ask you about the symbol of the spider.
Mm-hmm.
I'd recently come across an artist named Louise Bourgeois, and she created these giant spiders.
Oh, yeah, that's the ones that got in The Hague.
Exactly.
There's one in The Hague. I think Canada also brought one in for the museum.
A permanent display. It's in Canada. There are permanent displays in Spain, Korea, Tokyo, outside of their national galleries. And this,
yes.
Now, she created a series of six giant spiders.
Mm-hmm.
The standing one, she got standing and crouching. But the standing one was 9 meters, 30 feet tall.
Yep.
It's made of bronze, stainless steel, and marble, which is a steel and rock.
Yep.
And has an egg sac of 30 eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's given the name Mammon. I spell M-A-M-A-N.
Yeah.
If there's any interesting numbers.
Well, it's interesting because, see, in masonry, the number 8 apart from being above and below the two eternal circles, mm-hmm. is also the symbol for power and money. Mm-hmm. And so eight's very important, the eight legs of the spider. Okay. And the Black Widow, of course, is they're all widows' sons. All these guys in the elite high masonry call themselves widows' sons. And these big monstrosities that they put in The Hague and so on, apparently there's clusters of eggs underneath them, meaning offspring. And it's a symbol for a new system coming into play, a system where humankind will be radically altered, because the Black Widow also eats the mate after she's conceived. You'll notice that men are becoming rather irrelevant now. You know, there's pieces, articles in newspapers now where they can actually take female stem cells and so on and create the Y chromosome, so they're claiming it in a way at least. And some women have had this done, and you call that vanity, having a complete offspring, a clone of yourself. There's quite the prize for a complete egomaniac to have someone who's completely narcissistic. So it's got high symbols to do with a new system and the eradication of the old male as well. Power and money, it's got eight legs. And that's for it is power and money, and it's got a cluster of eggs for a new species to become widow's sons. Yeah.
And with the spider's web, mm-hmm. matrix, could that be considered like the spider's web?
Yeah, that's why we've got the web, we have the net and the web. That's the both things for us all being interconnected, and you're stuck on it because it's the only system that's going to allow you to exist. Eventually, it'll do away with paper mail altogether. You know?
Would that be like the sticky gooey stuff on the web would be what we'd call like fascination, intrigue, mystery?
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. It was designed to intrigue. I know people who are addicted to it.
Yeah.
Absolutely addicted. They in fact some of them almost kill themselves night and day just surfing the web. It's like one big roller coaster for them, and they get a rush just zipping through it and. They are already addicted because they're ready. A lot of people are ready to go into this alternate reality, another New Age term, the alternate reality. But they don't question the fact that someone programmed this reality and it wasn't them.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Thanks a lot.
Well, thanks for calling.
Take care.
So, yeah, you're dealing with a system, a complete system that gives us everything for control. They'd never give you anything for your benefit. And it might actually empower you, so they give you something that will eventually be part of the complete world monitoring system. Now, we've also got Rick in California there. Are you there, Rick?
Yes, I'm here, Alan.
How are you?
Good. Thank you very much for your guitar piece last night. That was very beautiful.
You got it. Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked that a lot. It was very beautiful, Alan. Mm-hmm. Can I read two paragraphs out of a magazine I bought. This is about.
Sure. Yeah.
This is from American Interest. It's a Policy, Politics, and Culture. It's edited by Walter Russell Mead and Zygmunt Brzezinski. It's one of the think tank papers. And this article is called "Self-Made Man" by Richard Hayes. And he's talking about this British John Harris, a member of the United Kingdom's Human Genetics Advisory Committee and the Ethics Committee of the British Medical Association. And he says. Harris continues by arguing that the genetic enhancement of the human species is a public good, since those who might choose to remain genetically unmodified will benefit from the economic, social, and cultural vitality that an increasingly genetically engineered citizenry will impart. He reasons that just as we compel citizens to ensure that their children are educated and vaccinated, so might we compel people to have children who are genetically enhanced. He acknowledges that a period of experimentation will be required in order to perfect such procedures. Accordingly, he says, people are obligated to serve as research projects for genetic experiments when needed. This includes children because, and this is his words, if children are moral agents, and most of them, except very young infants, are, then they have both obligations and rights, and it will be difficult to find any obligations that are more basic than the obligation to help others in need. There is therefore little doubt that children share the obligation argued for in this chapter to participate in medical research. So they're getting more honest about eugenics and everything.
Oh, yeah. They put out a movie years ago called Gattaca. about a very near future where there'll be two separate species of humans, the ones who are genetically enhanced, who would get all the best jobs, and those that were the old type, that were conceived in the old-fashioned way, and how inferior they were. It's all about that, is creating new classes or castes of systems within society, and that's their goal. Bertrand Russell talked about that in the 30s. He says eventually there'll be two classes of people, and the ruling class will have a completely separate education from the plebeians at the bottom. That's all coming into play. It's already here, actually, that part of it. So the genetic enhancement is a done deal. They want to dumb down most people. They'll enhance you in certain ways to make you a better worker, but you will be incapable of thinking independently as a separate human being. They'll make sure of that. You'll be very, very good, very efficient at the work that they're giving you or you're assigned to, but you will not be an independent-minded thinker at all.
Yes, it goes back to what you were saying before, like, when you said they'll make Dachau sound like Disneyland, and this guy is making what Mengele did sound like Disneyland.
Yes, Mengele was quite the character. I mean, he collected blue eyeballs. That was his hobby. And they're all much the same. He's the same character as in charge at the top. They're sadistic psychopaths who have strange fascinations of the macabre, and they're running the show. They're paid lots of money to do all this experimentation, but I do hope people get that through their heads, that the elite have already said that this will not create the main problem they're trying to avoid, and that's independent thinkers with high intellect. Their whole job is to cull off those with high intellect. That was also part of their agenda. Russell talked about that in a talk. I read it from his blurb last night. I put on my blurb what Russell said about that. So you'll be very, very efficient, but you'd be more like the Borg than an actual sentient human being.
Yeah, I just wanted to put that out there, Alan. And they're also talking about like the third Kosovo war. We're going to have Clinton again. We're going to have Kosovo again. It's going to be like, there's all kinds of, there's a lot of articles coming out now. I just wanted to share that one with you, Alan, and maybe I'll send it to you when I'm done reading it. So.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and have a happy holiday season. So.
And you too.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Yep, and that's the world that we're getting trained into, and it's all around us. And we'll be overwhelmed with all the little disclosures in newspapers and magazines, all pointing the same way, because, as I say, most folk have induced beliefs. They have no beliefs of their own. It's induced beliefs. They take it almost by osmosis, and they start parroting the phrases and so on, and they become what they're meant to become through this induction without questioning it. And that's where we're going today. I know that even 15 years ago, certain ones in India were paying big, big bucks for genetic manipulation of their offspring, very high Brahmins, and it was being done already there. And there's your problem again with humanity. You can't, you either leave them as they are and leave things to work out the way they are with children born in a normal way and take your chances. Or you go in. See, people are addicted to shopping. In the Western civilization, they're actually addicted to shopping. And it wouldn't be hard in that kind of culture, which is the total culture, really. It's a commercialized culture. To convince mothers, or even give them the options of, would you want a son who's 6'4" and a good surgeon? Or would you want to take your chances that he might be the garbage man? This is the sort of thing that will work very, very well with a shopping-addicted culture. They shop for everything. That's how things are now in the system. It's a sad system. And it wasn't designed to last forever the way it is. It was designed to go into this next phase. But society are ready for it. A lot of them are ready for it. And it would be interesting to watch it if we all live long enough to go through it, to watch it happening. And you will hear people coming out boasting about making godlike offspring. This godlike stuff is becoming really prevalent today. The ego is out of control with people. They believe all this stuff. They've really soaked up all this New Age stuff and godhood stuff. And that's the great delusion, the great folly. even though every holy book, including the Vedas, doesn't promise that the bulk will come through. Well, if you're not an individual, then you're popular. Understand? An individual will not be popular. The populace like the popular. If you like the things of the world, you'll chat about the things of the world, and they'll love you for it. But they don't realize there's so many of them who are now the New Age. They're becoming the main religion, and therefore, obviously, if only a minority come through, it won't be them, because they'll be the majority. It doesn't dawn on them. Hello, we have Ben in Wisconsin there. Are you there, Ben?
Hello, Alan.
How are you?
Doing well. I really love your work. I'd like to say that first off. Mm-hmm. Glad we have people like you out there doing what you're doing. My question for you is, are you familiar with a man by the name of Wilhelm Reich?
Yeah.
Do you know anything about him? I know he's heavily persecuted in multiple countries, including this one, where he died in prison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he claimed that he discovered this sort of life force, or gasmic-type force and so on, orgone and energy
right.
and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But that was already coming out even as far back as the 30s. He copied the idea from science that was already being discussed back in the 30s and came up with that. Now, whether it was genuine or not, we'll never, ever know. And personally, I'm very wary of people who come up with these technologies. Remember, it's the same thing, too. In Blavatsky's day, they said they'd blend science with religion, and that's why the New Age religions use scientific terminology combined, trying to justify the validity of their religion. They're blending them. And it's the same thing with all healing today, that if you can heal anything, if we just get this new gadget or gizmo that sparks and all the rest of it, it's very impressive and gives a nice humming sound. Again, it's old hypnotic stuff. If you believe in it enough, it will work for a little while.
Sure.
But there's too many shysters come out over the years selling all kinds of stuff to sick and dying people. There's a lot of money being made off misery because people are desperate. Understand?
Yeah.
So just because they say and they claim things does not mean it's true.
Sure. And the reason I ask...
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's the same with Reich, you see, same sort of problem. You're stuck in this never land without the proof, you know.
He wrote a book that I thought he was right on with a lot of things, The Mass Psychology of Fascism.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
incredible. Yeah, well, all societies are technically fascist.
Sure.
Even the communist ones were.
Sure, I guess that's why I'm asking, because... A lot of what he claimed to discover seemed a little bit crazy to me, but a lot of his writings seemed right
mm-hmm.
on also. So
yeah, but as I say, we'll never ever know, and I don't even waste my time with people who are put up there as mysteries to speculate about, because you can never get to the bottom of it.
Sure.
You know, it was the same with the Royal Reich machines. The ones that Reif had experimented with, and you can see the old footage on it, the old film footage, used big tubes and that emitted tremendous light, almost like X-rays.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the stuff they sell today, they don't use those tubes at all. They just attach a couple of electrodes to the body and claim that turning this frequency or that frequency will destroy Staphylococcus or whatever it happens to be. It's more a matter of faith, really, because I haven't met anyone yet who's been cured of anything.
Sure.
And I find that odd.
Yeah. I haven't done enough research on it to know, really.
Uh-huh.
One more guy I wanted to ask you about. I've been seeing this guy's artwork in a lot of places lately. Are you familiar with Alex Gray?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm going to guess that's... it's hard to tell, but it looks pretty New Agey to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Again, all art too. I mean, see, whatever the guys at the top say art is, suddenly becomes trendy. The king has no clothes, works wonders with the followers. And mm-hmm. I've known some top artists that were very good. I've also known people in art galleries, the big boys, that push certain cults or cultures of art or trends in art who are absolutely wacko. And you know too, they're kidding. They could tell you anything is art. And everyone near the top, all the pretenders, the wannabes, will parrot it and say it's beautiful. It could be the ugliest thing you've ever seen. But that's the folly of humankind again. So they do use art to symbolize the kind of culture you're going into. And now we know that the nihilists movement in art, from Picasso onwards, and all these characters were paid by the West, by the way, to bring in a nihilistic culture with their art, stuff that could art that used to bond you to society with love and so on and high emotions. They brought in these cold works of art that schizophrenic your society, made it schizoid, it split you apart, it gave you nothing to hold on to, and that was all a purpose-made trend so that they could start reshaping society and what values were. That's
now, nihilist implies you believe in nothing, is that correct?
Nothing, yeah. Anything that was dear and near to humanity as a species was to be destroyed to kill off the old bonds. I'll be back with more after these messages.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix and just discussing how even art, all art you see are used to create a mindset amongst the populace that takes it on by osmosis. They don't really question. They simply adopt things. It's osmotically transferred into their minds that which is suddenly appears around them. And you have to go into different pieces to find out the meanings. And I'm not familiar with all these particular artists. I've seen some stuff, but I have to go into it in detail to find out if there's any other kind of messages there and being promoted there. What you do see now in these alternate realities, these cartoonish figures that they're bringing the children into these alternate realities with, where they'll eventually be hooked up to the internet, you know, like brain interfaces, they give them a what they seems to be a perfection, very unreal. And I used to be, I wondered why the Soviet system, when I was young, was using a lot of cartoons to get messages across to the public. I thought, well, cartoons are so childish, but they went into it in a big, big way and sponsored a lot of artists to do the drawings, etc., for cartoon animations that always had a public moral content to shape society. And, well, now we know that these cartoon figures now are used in these particular games and alternate realities. That was the purpose of it. Started a long, long time ago. And their characters have no flaws whatsoever. And you can actually make your own type out of composites, make a composite of yourself, and design it the way that you want to be. Because in this society, you're taught not to like who you are. That's a very important part of the capitalization and culture that we live in, is it runs on making you feel unhappy with who you are. That's the whole point of it. If you were happy with who you are, you wouldn't be running off getting all the fancy hairdos and buying all the slick clothes to make yourself look different. It's all meant to that you should be unhappy with who you are. And they've targeted no one as much as the female of the species, telling them that this is too small, that's too big, yada, yada, yada. And just come and get this and buy that, and you'll be fine. And that's how commerce works. It exploits people. That's the bottom line. It's meant to exploit you. And they look at the Achilles heel of the female, the Achilles heel of the male, and they knew how to exploit either one of them. It's a science. And it works because we haven't changed our natures. And plus, in the society that we're raised in, we're taught not to really like ourselves as we are. Unless you're part of the group, like a little part of the jigsaw puzzle that fits in the big group out there, groupthink, then you're a good citizen and you'll fit into the new system quite well. It's sad how they've used the arts, though, down through the ages. And again, it's not new. If you look at the muses, you'll catch on to what it all means, if you understand what the muses are in old ancient mythology, and how it can be used against the people to inculcate new values. Even if they're detrimental to yourself, you'll adopt them and you'll work them into being. Well, I hear the music, so that's it coming up for tonight from Hamish the Dog and myself up here in Ontario, Canada. It's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent